Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
It is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It is Heart to Heart with you up until 3 o'clock. I am Sibongile Mofokeng, sitting in for Lukhomkweri Phuthi. And yes, she will be back next week. I won't be here on Tuesday, so she will be here on Tuesday and Thursday. She'll hold the fort whilst a girl needs some resting. But so yeah, I'll be resting a little bit, and then she will be behind the mic on Tuesday and Thursday. And yeah, I'm with you up until 3 o'clock. And do remember that at 3 o'clock, Germany Johan Alt takes you through with something else. And yeah, he will also be with you on Spectrum from 4 o'clock. Dot Sasir, and op Sasir, you have Pastor Lekgodi. You have Pastor Lekgodi on Tuesday. Is it Tuesday? Thursday Life. On Thursday Life. Oh, I'm used to Tuesdays. So no, it's a Thursday today. We gave you awesome sounds coming there from Pastor Sicelo Moya, Solid Rock. And I am so blessed in the studio. Hey, I have some nice people in the studio. Pelo coming in for the second time. And I'm also joined by a queen in the studio, and she is, of course, Pastor Sophie Maleti.
Yes.
And they are hailing from the Fivefold Ministries Church, right, just around the corner. You know, when you are in Radio Pulpit, you just go around the corner and there's Mami Lodi.
Not too far.
No, not even far at all.
We are not.
How can it be far below? You're like...
right here.
Even less than 15 minutes, depending on the traffic on the road.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Just around the corner. Mama Ruti, how are you?
I'm good and you, Sis Bungile.
I'm so awesome. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that a church brings together young people for His glory.
Amen, amen.
How many churches do we see from abroad? But in South Africa, you ask yourself, there are many groups, but not all of them are coming from one church. And, you know, yes. How did you do it as the church, as the Fivefold Ministries?
I think it's always been in our pastor's heart to just have the worship team doing something outside of just normal Sundays, every Sunday, you know.
Okay.
So he shared this with me. I've been with the church for 3 years now. I joined in January of 2023. And it's something that he shared with me when I first joined the church, you know. So as I was doing my job as a vocal director, worship team leader, it's something that's always been at the back of my head that, no, eventually Mfundisi wants to see the worship team recording, the worship team doing music outside of just the normal Sunday service, because we've got quite talented musicians in the church. So why not spread our
Mami
wings
Lodi
and see.
Is blessed, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Very
Pretoria
very
is blessed. Let's just say Pretoria.
Amen.
Yeah, very, very blessed. So last year I had a show. I wanted to host the show, actually, on my birthday. So I went to Mfundisi. Mfundisi, I want to host the show on this particular day. And Mfundisi said, no, that's okay. You can bring the show to church. Also, I'm in a very blessed church, by the way, in terms of the equipment and everything. We literally have everything at church, which is why I wanted to do the show at church. So Mfundisi said, how about we also record the worship team? You know, so you do your thing. But can we also have just a segment?
Is the thing that you do? Bello?
No, I wanted to record some of the songs that I have written. Just host the show where I can record some of the songs that I have written on my birthday.
Okay.
So we did that, and then we recorded the worship team.
Which month were you born?
April.
Okay.
So this was last year.
I've never heard of anyone in April singing and doing such things. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was in April last year. And we had the recording. We had a few technical issues and we couldn't release any of that stuff. And Mfundisi said, listen, this thing is still in my heart, so we'll do it again in August. So that's actually when we recorded the full album now, in August last year.
So you're talking full album. How many songs?
12.
Yo.
12 songs, yes.
Why don't I have them on the system here? When are they coming?
So we haven't released everything as yet. So we're releasing our very first single tonight. Yeah, we've been doing post-production, working on the music, making sure that it's ready for the audience and stuff like that. We want to release something that is good standard, quality standard. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. So we are releasing our first single tonight, actually. Midnight tonight, our first single is coming out. And it's featuring Mamfundis.
Mamfundis!
Yes.
You are also singing. How many Mamfundis are out there and they are singing?
Very, very few.
Yeah, I don't think so. Do you think so?
Yeah, there are.
Many,
yeah, there are many.
Not few,
there
like Bello says.
Yes,
yeah, yeah. No, I mean, within the chat setting, yes. But how many Mamfundis?
Not at fivefold. I mean, in South Africa and
beyond. There are many.
Oh, yeah, no, there's a lot.
Did you know that you could sing before you even were Muruti and Mamuruti at the same time?
No, I didn't know. Yeah, you know, Salvation will promote you, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where everything started, actually, yeah. Dabaya Pulu, so it started there, and then God graced me.
Yes.
Yeah, and then until this one. And then always.
So before the marriage, before the church.
Yeah. I was singing at school, choral music. Yes.
Do.
So, yes, it's Bungila. I was singing there.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you got married.
Yeah.
What changed? Or were you discovering who you are in your calling?
Exactly. I was discovering who I am.
Mm. Yes. But now, when it comes to most pastors' wives, they have their own calling, and there's the church and the pastor's calling. And how did you find you in all of that and find what God wants you to do in the bigger picture, where now the two of you are coming together to serve him in a ministry? I think that sometimes it becomes a struggle, especially if the other one is called for something and everybody feels like, no man, there's a separation.
I think, Sisbongile, when it started, the more I was involved in church, that's when I discovered my calling. I can say Umfundis is giving me a chance to participate in church. And then the more I participated, I think by God's grace, that's where I discovered my calling.
Were you discovered by Bello?
Yeah, Bello is also contributed to this.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you trust them when they told you that this is you?
No.
She didn't, right?
No, I didn't. Because you're...
What changed?
It took a lot of convincing for her to agree to what I had asked her. Because, yeah, she was just like, you guys are the ones that are in the worship team. You guys are the singers. Kulani ni na mina. I'm Mamfundisi. I sing just on Sundays and that's it. Imagine, Funukumbege stage. No.
Wait.
I had to convince her.
So Mam Ruti was not even singing in the worship team?
No.
Hi, Bo. And then...
Mam Ruti will only come to do words of encouragement, to do announcements, and she would sing here and there. In actual fact, the song that we are releasing now,
yes,
she sang it at church. She got on stage and she said, Bello, I want us to sing this song.
Yeah.
And we played it, and it was stuck in my head for the longest time. So when we were recording, I went to Mfundis. I said, Mfundis, there's this particular song that Mam Fundis once made us sing. Ne?
Yeah.
That song has a lot of power.
I love the fact that
it.
You made them sing.
Yeah. So I spoke to Mfundis. I said, Mfundis, I trust you. When you are with her at home, convince her that this thing can be done, because I need that song on the album.
Yeah.
So we were attacking on both ends. Mfundis was putting in the effort. Nama was putting in to say,
sure,
Mfundis, we
prayer
can do this.
Also somewhere there.
Yeah, no,
so yeah. That's how it happened. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that is like really amazing. So you say the album is it has 12 songs. Have you named the album yet?
No, not as yet.
Okay.
Not as yet. I think we're still
going to
sit down
and find. Maybe you should bring it here to us, and then we pray.
Definitely. Right? Definitely. Wow.
And then we tell you what we
should call it. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so there's still talks around that. But the songs are recorded.
The songs are recorded.
So tell me about some of the songs that are there and the styles as well.
So what we did was we opened an opportunity for the worship team members to submit songs.
Oh, okay.
Because what we wanted was... Of course, we could do songs from Ixilongo and songs that are traditional that everybody knows. Mm-hmm. But we wanted an album that is able to cater for everyone. Mm-hmm. So within the album, there are songs that you guys know, which are traditional gospel songs here and there. We've got a hymn or two. But majority of the songs are songs that were written by the worship team members, you know, because we wanted to also inspire and empower them in that particular area. So
what? Yeah. So there's fresh music.
There's fresh music. Yeah, I think we've got probably one hymn, mm-hmm. one song that is quite known by everybody, public domain song.
Just
but
one.
Everything but else everything is written else by is, the worship mm-hmm. team.
And each one comes with their own. And then who does the arrangement?
I do the arrangements with the uh-huh. musical director, which is Sandile. So Sandile directs the band uh-huh. and I direct all the vocals.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So the song that you're talking about, where Mamuruti is leading,
yes.
where Pastor Sophie Maleti is leading. By the way, are you related to the Maletis, the Silo Maleti and Soli Maleti?
No, no.
And maybe you are. You have to. You never know. Because whenever we hear Maleti, mm-hmm. we think, okay. Yeah. So tell me about the song. Glorious God. Mm. What is it about?
The song is basically about the lyrical content of the song. The first part of the song says, "Be lifted, O God, above all other gods. We lay our crowns and we worship you." So it's a song that basically, it's a song of surrender, yes. if I can put it like
yes.
that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The song
yes.
of surrender, we honor God by just putting away everything that is of importance to us, yeah. just to honor him, because he's the God that is above every other God. Basically, that's what the song is about.
Laying down your crowns.
We lay down our crowns so
laying
that he
down
is glorified.
All. Yeah. You know, I love one of the ministers of the gospel. He says there are times where he would go into his house and get all the, you know, we graduate and we wear the regalia mm-hmm. and all mm-hmm. that. And he says, I get that. I get everything that says, oh, this is you. Mm-hmm. And then I put them at the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I bow yeah. down and I'm like, Lord, you're above all of this.
Oh, yeah.
And so this
yeah.
is what the song says.
Yes.
That's what the song is
all
basically
right.
talking about.
And you're
about.
Releasing it tonight?
Tonight, mm-hmm. yes. Midnight tonight, the song is coming out on all digital platforms.
Let's hear this one. Glorious God, Fivefold Worship.
Tune in to God's Grace. Radiopulpit.co.za. The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours. 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
And it is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You're in 657 AM. Awesome sounds coming there from Fivefold Worship. I nearly said ministries. Fivefold Worship.
No, it's okay because that's the church, so it's fine.
Hey, you keep us dancing. You keep us dancing. Let me check. Yeah. Zinzi, are you for us, Zinzi?
Hallelujah.
Oh, Zay.
Hi. Hallelujah. God is good.
He is good all the time. And we are having a great time. It's the festivities, ne? And yes. and we are the song is relevant for this time
definitely,
of year.
Yeah.
So are we the first ones to play it?
Yes, you guys are the very, very first ones to play it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Radio Pulpit.
Thank you, Radio Pulpit.
Oh, we thank God. We really thank God for that. And so it will be out at 12 midnight. Let's correct something. You said something earlier on when I asked you where to find it, and you said Fivefold Worship. So what is it? It's not Fivefold Worship.
Okay, so on the digital platforms,
yes,
it's Fivefold Worship. So five, the number five. Uh-huh. The word fold in full and worship.
No,
this is the streaming platform where they're going to get the song tonight.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And then on our socials, our socials are 5FM Worship, because we couldn't fit that entire word. It's too long. So I want them to get it right.
So it's what? It's 5FM Fivefold Worship,
yes,
on the digital platforms where they can download the song.
Correct.
Yeah. All right, and then when we move to the social platforms,
yes,
Worship. 5FM
across Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, everywhere. 5FM Worship. Yes.
What is your relationship with Fivefold Worship? How has it ministered to your own personal ministry as well, Bello?
I think I always say that when we get these platforms to do music outside of church, if you come from a foundation of church, we're able to tell. When you listen to music in the industry, you're able to tell the difference between a person that's got a foundation from a church and a person that maybe just has the talent and got the opportunity to just record and share their music out there, you know. So for me, the biggest thing is being able to stand on stage every Sunday and minister to the people that are at church. By the time I get an opportunity, for example, when I'm outside with Joy Celebration, I'm feeding from what I'm doing every Sunday, you know, and it's important also to have a spiritual home, because this is where you get to sit down and you are fed also, because before you go out there and you feed other people, you know, you can't feed from an empty cup. I always say that. So for me, what Fivefold Worship has done is it's allowed me to have a space where on Sundays I get to be filled up as well before I go out there and do this thing professionally.
Yeah. You know?
So, yeah.
Did you bring some things home?
From
where you were at.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Do you bring Mamuruti?
Definitely.
We want to hear it from you.
When you come to my church on a Sunday, you are able to tell that,
are we at church? Mamuruti?
No, we are like at church.
Yeah.
This boy is.
He's laughing at me. Yeah. So what are some of the things that Bello has brought forth to the church that improved the church from what he has gone out there to learn, you know, professionally and otherwise?
Yeah, I think for Bello to be in Joyous has helped us a lot as a church.
Yeah.
Yes, because our worshiping team, you know, the standard is very high.
Yeah.
Yes, there's a lot that is happening. There's a lot of improvement. Every Sunday we see something different because of them. And then for him to lead the worship team, I think it's a blessing.
But now what do you do as the church when he has gone traveling? He's a traveler. He's a trod.
No, we are everything is up to date. When he's not there, the worshiping team is running.
Oh, yeah. So it has been set up to a way that it can run on its own.
Yes.
What are some of the important things that you would say worship teams need to know about?
I think for me, I love excellence.
Yeah.
I honestly love excellence. I believe. Let's have excellence in the church, like the same standard that we get to see out there in the industry. Let's bring it home. I think also it makes it easier for you to survive in the industry when excellence is there at church. You know, I get to places like Joy Celebration and I don't struggle with a lot because the excellence that we do there. From Sunday, when you come to visit me at my church, that's the excellence that you're going to see there. So I think the encouragement I would give to worship teams is the same excellence that we want to see out there. Let's start it from church. You know? Also, you serve an excellent God. Our God is so good. Our God is so great. There's nothing that you can do that can go beyond you giving the same level of reverence to this great God, even from church, you know. So let's not have substandard, because Lana is just on doing, it's fine if things are sounding no,
it doesn't
let's make
work.
It as excellent even at church, because that's the kind of God that we are serving, you know. Present your God the way that you reverence him, the way that you see him. So
some of the things that you took from the Fivefold ministries of worship, the mm-hmm. church itself, and you took to these platforms where God has exposed you to. What are those?
Ministering from a place of truth. I think sometimes it's very, very easy to get out there in the industry and you are performing and not ministering.
What about being big-headed?
Also that. Mm. Also that it's very easy for me to mm-hmm. come back to my church, to Abuma Mfundisi, and make mm. them feel good. I mean, I sing for Joyous. Mm. You get me? It's mm. also very easy to
go
to Joyous Celebration.
And
yeah, you know, it's small things like that. But like I said, the foundation of church, that's where the importance is, because this is where you get to be molded and to be taught on how your mm. character should be. I'm able to go out there to Joyous and understand that this is a place where I need to be humble for the fact that God has placed me in this platform mm. because it could have been any other person. Mm. And you can't learn all these things anywhere else except for church, mm. so, you know. So that's another encouragement I always give my musician friends. Guys, have a home where you call a home.
Yeah.
Have somewhere where you are accountable.
Yeah.
You know, so that when you start going out of the way, Mfundisi is able to go and say, I can't be kahle mpindulo.
Yeah.
1, 2, and 3, ang saboni kahle. Yeah. You have someone that calls you back into line, you know. Mm-hmm. So church is important for that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. Mamuruti, those pipes there. Those pipes there. Wow.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Were you also cautious, or you just lost yourself in the presence of the Lord as you were? Even your eyes are telling me. I think your eyes are answering my question. So how did it go?
No, it went well. It was so exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was so exciting. It was nice. The uh-huh. presence of the Lord. Yeah, we were, you know what, we were flowing in the presence
yeah.
of the Lord. It was so yeah. nice, Sibongile. Yeah, we enjoyed the recording.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We really enjoyed it.
Yeah. yeah. So who did you work with on this album, and when can we expect it out?
So we only outsourced one particular person,
mm-hmm.
which is Pule. And Pule is the music, one of the musical directors for Muso Worship.
Yes.
So we strongly believe in the fact that there's a saying in Siswati that says, Indlele budwa
kulaba dingo.
Yeah. Hey, right? Yeah. So what that okay. simply means is that...
What is it in English?
I have no idea what it is in English.
So you would get knowledgeable if you would ask those who have gone through it.
Who have gone through that path, yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
we Muso Worship is doing amazing things in the industry,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm.
and they are a team that we can relate to because they are also not a gospel group. They mm. are a worship team yes. that serves at church
yeah.
every Sunday, and mm. then they're able to do this outside of that.
Mm.
So we then partnered with Pule. We brought him on board and said, this is what we want to do. This is the vision that we have.
Yeah.
You guys have walked this path and you guys are doing
Help
well.
Help us in this
Help
regard.
Us. Where yeah. can we start? How yeah. can we do this thing? You know?
Yeah.
So Pule is the one person that we brought in to make sure that he's able to guide us where we don't know, where mm-hmm. we have questions. He's able to say, no, guys, this is how we did it. This is how you can do it as well. And then for the rest of the team, it's people from the church. The
okay.
entire band is the church band, singers, wow. church singers, the lighting team, it's the church lighting team, technical team, everything is from the church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It must have been a work and a half.
Definitely.
Especially for you.
Definitely. For myself and Sandile, the musical director, it was a lot of hard work.
All right.
But we thank God for the grace.
Yeah.
And, you
yeah.
know, working
are you
the
prepared
team.
To can also empower other churches in this regard as well, to say, you can do it as the church? And
Definitely. Mm. Definitely.
It's doable.
It's definitely doable. I think when the project comes out also, it's a form of encouragement as well.
Mm-hmm.
When the people receive the project that, I know, if Fivefold could do it, then we can also do it as well. You know.
So when do you say it's coming out?
The full album.
Yeah.
So we'll be releasing the full album before Easter.
Oh, okay.
So we're dropping one single tonight. We're dropping uh-huh. another one in the month of January.
Yeah.
Then the full album is going to come out just before
so
Easter.
So are these teasers?
Yes. Just, you know, putting it out there to say, okay, guys, this is who we are.
Oh.
This is how we sound. Receive us. And we see how that goes. Yeah.
Okay. Let's just take a break. We are going to take the sounds of Pelo Mpendulo. Jesus, you are enough. And we're coming back to talk with them some more. Family, you can talk to us whilst they're still here. Because once they're gone,
plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela ku gospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho ku WhatsApp ku 082-657-2729.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Yeah, on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, that was Belo Mpendulo, and the title of the song, Jesus, You're Enough. He is in studio. Today, he is Fivefold Worship, and we are so blessed to have you and Pastor Sophie Maleti. Guys, you're such a blessing. We should come visit your church.
Please do.
Uh-huh.
You're more than welcome.
What are we going to find there?
Everything.
We can't even explain it in words. Just come.
You can't even put it in words. Just come. Okay. So for the young people, because you're working with young people as well, for the young people who are in the ministry and serving in the worship ministry, what would you say to them, especially if they're serving under a certain pastor in their churches, but yet they want to grow big, they want to explore as well, like you did?
Yeah.
What advice would you give them?
I think the most important thing that worked for me, I'll share from my personal experience.
Uh-huh.
I think take your ministry at church and you're serving at church as seriously as you can. I've seen God opening doors for me that I know for a fact those doors were not opened because of my skill or my talent or whatnot.
Yeah,
I took care of God's business.
Yeah.
And he's taking care of my business.
Mm.
You know, that's the best thing that I can advise them to do. When you're serving at church, do it as if it's your last day.
Yeah.
Do it as if you're not going to wake up tomorrow. You know, because you don't know who's in the audience. You don't know what God is planning in the pipeline. There's all of those things involved. So just serve, man, as if you'll never serve again, and you'll see God doing great things for you. But also it's important that as you are waiting for these great opportunities, work on your skill, work on your craft. People that are ahead of you, who are where you want to be, connect with them, ask questions, learn, and all of those things, so that when the opportunity ifika, it finds you ready for it.
Mm.
You know, so I think that's what I could
Mamuriti. Yes. What advice do you have?
My advice is sesibongile to young people. Let them be united in the church.
Yeah.
Love one another so that things can be smooth in the church.
Mm.
And then they must support the vision of the church.
Yes, yeah.
Yes, they must support the vision of the church. And then they must be active in the church.
Mm.
Yes. And I think they will make it. Nothing is impossible.
Yeah.
Yes. And music is the church.
Yeah. Because our young people want joy outside of church. They're like, outside.
Yes, outside.
That, and then we think that's where we can express our joy and enjoy ourselves. Kanti, we can enjoy ourselves right within the church.
True.
But what makes it enjoyable for the youth in church? A quick one, Bendul.
I think also I like the, this is reminding me of the question you asked me earlier on about the kind of music that we have in the album.
Yeah.
The music caters for everyone. So if you're a teenager, there's a song there for you.
Yeah.
If you're a young adult, there's a song there for you.
So churches need to remember.
Churches need to remember that. Like, let's not make church boring. You know, this is a very, it's a very hard statement to say, but let's not make church boring. You know, make church cover for everyone. Exactly. Let everyone come to church on Sunday and feel like I've been ministered to. When you speak to Ugogo that is 60 years old, they must have something from the team that ministered to them. When you speak to the young child who's in the Sunday school, they must have something that is ministered to them. So it's important to find that balance, you know, to make sure that we enjoy church.
Okay.
Yes. For the fun. Fun can happen within the church. Yeah.
Congratulations about tonight. Congratulations about the album. We are waiting for it. And please, can we have the music at Radio Pulpit?
All right.
And congratulations for the Glorious God song that will be released tonight.
Amen.
And all of the best in what you're doing. Mamuruti, you are You warm my heart. How many Mamurutis will sit and listen to a worship team leader guiding them?
Submitting.
That is just awesome. May the Lord keep keeping you and blessing you. May minister healing and restoration and also joy to many who will be listening to your families as well. Even healing as well, because I know that some of the songs are addressing that. Amen. May God keep keeping you. Thank you for blessing us. And we are going to play out with the very same song, Glorious God, on the lead, Pastor Sophie Maleti. Yeah. And you and I are meeting tomorrow. Don't miss it. Same time, same place. And we say hello to Germany, Jan Els.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.